joined this week on The Green by contributor Eileen Dalabrida, who this week took a look at finally some movement on what has long been an eyesore in the Claymont area, the old Tri-State Mall. A piece of that property was torn down this week, and there is a sense that perhaps something is going to happen there soon. Eileen took some time to report on that for us this week, and Eileen, we appreciate you taking some time to tell us a little bit about what you found this week about what's going on at the Tri-State Mall.
Good to be with you, Tom.
So, Eileen, let's start with a little backstory. What's the Tri-State Mall's history, and specifically, how long has it been kind of this shell of its former self?
Well, the Tri-State Mall had a relatively short life. It was founded in 1967, but never really got a lot of traction. People do have fond memories of the mall, but it went downhill pretty quickly. It had some real bad luck anchors like Value City and Kmart. So by the early, say, 2000s, it was really run down and very much in decline.
And is there anything still there at this point that's kind of left over, holding out?
There is nothing at Tri-State Mall, and there is nothing at the Lovitz Furniture Outlet. The Tri-State Mall parking lot is storage with lots of lumber piled someplace from a furniture company that rents space there. And there is a very small, kind of tired strip shopping center with places. It's got a pawn shop and a check cashing place, a nail salon, a laundromat, things like that. It doesn't have any brand or marquee retailers. It's all small independent people who are making a living there with what I suspect are very low rents.
Having that as a backdrop, who now owns this property and how long have they had it?
They've had it since June, so they're very new. They are based in New York. It's KPR, Katz Properties, and it's only their second property and by far the largest in Delaware. The only other property that they own in the first state is a Rite Aid in Dover.
And what are they saying about their plans for this Tri-State Mall site?
Well, I spoke with their VP of construction, and he said literally everything under the sun, that it has a really great location, ready access to I-95 and to I-495, as well as Neiman's Road. They are, at essence, retailers or retail developers, but in recent years, they've also gotten more into the industrial side and logistics.
And you mentioned logistics, and that obviously a very hot development choice these days. When you mentioned the site location, I guess, is that a major reason why a site like this could be considered for logistics, is the appeal of where it's at?
Logistics, as you said, is very hot. There's been a big shift in the way people shop. So these fulfillment centers, these warehousing and development places, they are really very hot these days in Delaware, located where it is, smack dab in the middle of the Mid-Atlantic, has been a primary site for a lot of development of fulfillment centers. And with Amazon and the Boxwood plant and in Delaware City and in Bear.
And that kind of maybe flies in the face of what residents would like to see at this Tri-State Mall site, which would be something with more of a retail element, maybe something that's mixed use. So if that were the way the developers went, what could that look like? I'm assuming it would not be Tri-State Mall 2.0.
It would not. I don't think there are malls being built anywhere in America for the past 10 years. If it does have a retail element, I think that it would be mixed with something else. I do think that some retail would really fly there. Claymont is really underserved in terms of grocery stores and things like that. I think that I talk with people and they would like to see some restaurants. But as far as a traditional mall goes, it's not going to happen.
So how about local officials and groups like the Claymont Renaissance Development Corporation? They've been very active in trying to move redevelopment in Claymont along. It has not always been as successful short as they'd like. What's their take on what's next to Tri-State Mall?
Well, I think that the Development Corporation, as well as just about everybody in Claymont, is so happy that there's some movement there, that this property has been sold to folks who have shown an absolute willingness to do something with it. It's highly unusual for a company to start knocking down buildings before they have a plan in place. But Levitt's was so atrocious and had so many code violations that they took this extraordinary step as to show the community that we're here, we want to make this a better place. And so I think that they're going to look very seriously at the great assets of this place. I mean, it has all the infrastructure is there. It's got great road access. It's a really cool possibility.
And at 41 acres, it's substantial enough to do a fair amount of different things if you're interested.
Yes, and that's why the Renaissance Development Corporation really, and their boots on the ground, and they've been working very hard for a long time. So if they see the possibility for housing with a view of the river and all kinds of exciting things that could go on there.
So having said all that, is there any kind of timetable for work to get done on this site now that we've seen at least one of the buildings on the site come tumbling down?
That is going to happen very soon. They're starting the internal demo on July 19th, and then after that, they're going to knock it down and haul away the rubble. They haven't submitted any plans as yet to the county, but I expect them to take a quick evaluation of this, and they seem to be eager to get off the dime and do something.
All right, Eileen Dalabrida, as always, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us on The Green this week.
Good to be with you, Tom.